Now, the Western Regional Police Command has warned that it will deal drastically with deviants who want to disturb the security in the region. The command has therefore asked the public to form neighborhood watch committees to assist the police arrest any criminal who wants to disturb the peace. The Regional Police Commander DCOP Kofi Bwati told George Asekwe that the police are on top of the security situation.
We are trying to proactively sensitize the people of what can potentially happen. One, you know, since the abatement of Galamse, there has been a little bit upset in violent crimes, especially robbery. But we in Western Region are particularly concerned with the cocoa season, which according to my records, always record a very high level of robbery. And also coming against the background of my visit to Syria. Up to Akotombra or Sekojo Chrome, the complaint was that when it's cocoa season, they get robbed. So it was a matter of letting the people know and also letting them know what we have done and also trying to tell them what we are going to do to help and what they have to do, especially in terms of forming neighborhood watch committee along the road. And we also have come to the conclusion that most of the robberies that happen on the highway are not done by anybody from outside, although sometimes outside people join local people, but they are from the locality. Therefore, it's incumbent on every local community to form a neighborhood watch committee, which will be adequately helped by the police. Also, we talk about the Takwa Eswayim Road, which has become a death trap. Only this year, 157 accidents have happened on that road with 44 deaths, and we find this situation unacceptable. But we have come to realize that the problem is the lack of markings on the road, which we have also put across for the necessary remedial action to be taken.
Commander, we understand just Friday there was a robbery incident at Jomro where somebody was shot. Are you aware of that?
Yes, we have arrested two people.
Are the police on top of the robbery situation in the region?
No robbery actually in the region as it used to be. But we just want to sensitize the people so that it will not happen at all. We have always said that while robbery is unacceptable, not to talk about rampant robberies. Therefore, this is a sort of proactive measures, sensitization, so that people will be aware that there's tendency for this to happen. And also sensitize police buying agencies, those who carry large amounts of money, to either take police or put it in the bank so that they can take up their money at the nearest destination. So there's no cause for alarm at all.
Do you have the numbers in the region in terms of personnel?
Yes. Oh, yes, we have it.
That was Western Regional Police Commander DCOP Kofi Bwati talking to George Asikri.
Meanwhile, there are reports of robbery in the Jomoro district of the Western Region. Augustine Kabu, who works with GBC, who witnessed one of such robberies and narrates the story to Radio Ghana.
This one happened between 7 to 8 p.m. at the outskirts of Elubo, about 4 kilometers from Elubo. And according to one of the victims in the car, on their way, they saw a flashlight coming from the bush. So they alerted the driver about it. And the driver, on sensing danger, started to speed up. And the robbers started shooting from the bush. And in the course of that, they shot the tire of the car. And started, when they came to the car, they were asking them, according to the team in the car, said they were asking them, where is the money you change? Who has that money? Please bring it. And they said, we don't have any money on us. They started beating them and robbed them of their monies and belongings. In the course of that, after robbing them, they shot the driver in the jaw. And that driver has been referred to the Fikwanta Regional Hospital. But I must add that from Saminyin to Elibo, about 40 kilometers to Elibo, the road network is very poor. And you can't make calls. There's no mobile network there. So when you are attacked, you cannot call the police to come to your aid. That's what happened.
Do you use the road frequently yourself?
Yes, at least once a month I go to Elubo.
Is it scary for passengers?
Yes, because you don't know from Samyin to Elubo, there's no police barrier. There's the last barrier you see is the Samyin barrier.
A GBC staff Augustine Kabu narrating a robbery incident at Jomoro.